You know when David Wilson's going for his test?
He is doing that today.
Okay. So you should have something tonight or tomorrow, I guess?
By February, we'll probably know something.
I mean, it's a pretty important MRI.
I'm not saying that. It's very important for that young man and for our team.
I'm sorry. Are you guys kind of anxious to make a decision one way or another this week? Or
we're anxious to say that he's perfectly healthy, to be honest with you. We don't want to even think about the other part of it.
What was the mood of your team today?
Good.
Good.
Glad to be back. Glad to be working. Anxious to get to the 8-game season that we have.
When you guys left here, you had won a game and everyone in the division had lost. It seemed to, you know, pick up everyone's spirits. Since you've been here, everyone in the division has won. You talk to that about
no.
Some rule of anything,
no.
Or do you get a sense of anything from that?
No, it's we've got to take care of our business.
You guys talked about self-evaluation and bye week. When you did that, what did you see? Where do you go from there?
Well, we evaluate offense, defense, special teams, and then all the individual aspects coaching-wise. So fundamentals are what we're after first and foremost. But, we look at each specific play or defensive call or whether it be kickoff return. We look at each one and we critique each one and then give that information right back to the players in terms of how they can improve.
Do you think there's anything dramatically that needs to change, or is it sort of
we need to play better. We need to play better. We need to win more. That's the dramatics.
Regardless of what happens with David Wilson, are you looking forward to getting Andre Brown involved this week and perhaps actually?
Looking forward to that, yes, getting him back.
Has he been
It's been a long time. Yes, he has. He's practiced well.
You have any reason to think that once you activate it, you can come in and play and, take a moderately decent
I don't think he would get the green light without the approval.
How about, how is Marcus Kuhn been coming along? His decision day is Thursday.
Good. He's been coming along well, too. He's very anxious to get out on the field.
Tom, when you look around the league and you see John Fox with a heart condition and Gary going down last night, I mean, do you sit there and say most people don't understand the stress of the job? And
No, but my thoughts go right to the two personal friends that I have that are obviously in need of our prayers and best wishes. So don't know much about Gary's situation. I did text John back and forth a little bit and told him we would pray for him, and I think he'll come back stronger than ever.
It's obviously a high-stress position with a lot of...
No, not really.
We contribute nothing to that.
Excuse me?
So we contribute nothing
no.
to
that. No.
Long hours, too. You're the guy in charge of how long your coaches work. I mean, so did you worry about, the amount of stress involved in this business, the toll it can take on people?
I worry about it, but when you sign up for it, it kind of goes along with it. Unless somehow the competitive aspect of the game changes. It's just as much that as it is anything else. It's all about the, grinding away inside, the competitive part of this thing.
It's all part of it,
yeah. It's what the individuals are made of that are at this level.
We always talk about the players with injuries, next man up and things like that. Is there, a coaching depth chart to had an illness or something, or lost a coach or something like that for a while? Do you have that?
Oh, I'm sure they're.
Out?
Yeah, it's usually not on this kind of circumstance though. I mean, it's and normally not this time of year either. So let's wish them well.
Anything else?
How closely have you paid attention to what's going on down in Miami? Obviously, with Incognito.
I just heard about it like you did. Really didn't know much about it until the Thursday night game.
How much? I guess, energy or effort do you put into a kind of, for lack of a better term, policing what goes on in this locker room?
We do a lot of work along those lines, a lot of positive work, a lot of team-oriented work, a lot of encouragement, but recognizing that There is peer pressure involved. I don't know one thing about that, so don't ask me what that's about. I really don't. Okay, so I'm not commenting on that other than the fact that, you know, there is peer pressure involved and there is competitiveness involved. And but if it goes beyond or over the line, then, of course, we're involved.
Yeah, again, I'm not asking you specifically about them. I'm asking about you. I mean, I assume you have guys in your locker room that you view as, I guess, leaders, that when you're not policing it and the staff's not policing it, they're kind of...
Well, we're all policing it. You know, we have assistant coaches. We have leaders in, as you say, players in leadership roles. Yeah, and they're very much involved, whether it's in their own individual meeting rooms or whatever, and people that are aware of and so on and so forth. And for whatever reason, if I have to get involved and talk to someone about their behavior, yay or nay, then that's what happens.